the Shadar muttered. Will miracles never cease? As I went to walk over the ground. Bucket thought about adjusting the man's attitude, decided it wasn't worth the trouble. Not now, but there would be later, when I wasn't around. A few rods below the Shadow Gate, there were torch racks and the remains of bonfires that had been used to produce light the night before. There were crude bunkers where soldiers had lain waiting for the shadows, protected only by repellent candles and their luck with the bamboo poles. There were two rickety 10-foot towers somebody had thrown up to provide plunging fire. I pushed forward into the buzz until I no longer felt comfortable, which was right at the edge of the red chalk dust. From there, I could make out the remains of the fallen gate. It must have been truly substantial in its time. It looked like it had been wide enough to permit passage of four men marching abreast. There was no sign that there had ever been a moat or a ditch or anything such, though. And a ditch is the oldest form of defense work there is. It persists today below every wall that is not some engineering monstrosity like the ramparts surrounding Overlook and Dejigori. The implication was that the Forgotten Builders hadn't been concerned about threats from downhill. There were still some strong spells on the Shadow Gate. You could feel them growl if you pushed against them hard enough. I didn't press my luck. I mused, why is the road in halfway decent shape when everything else here is almost completely gone? The farther uphill you looked, the better preserved the old road was. Nobody offered an opinion. Chances were nobody gave a rat's ass. It was bad enough they just had to be there. I strolled back down to the standard. Somehow, vaguely, it seemed to have come alive. I felt a vibration from it, too. That seemed to center on the head of the lance, which would fit with Croker's theories about the Lance of Passion. Tyday, Bucket, and Easy felt what I felt, but didn't know what it was. I told Tyday, I want to move the standard up where it'll be the first thing a shadow runs into when it comes through the gate. Let them know the boys are back. I told Easy, tonight shouldn't be as rough. Lady thinks she's got Long Shadow under control. She might even get the Shadow Gate shut down completely before dark. Which I doubted, because that wasn't very far off anymore. The relief on Easy's face was almost comical. A couple of soldiers caught part of what I said and scattered to start rumors that no doubt would grow fat in the retelling. Bucket grumbled, I can't wait to see the twist that gets put on that by the time it comes back around. We did not want any Taglians still loyal to the Perindra Dra to become too confident of their safety. That's only might, I said. And even if she shuts it down tighter than a virgin's twat, there is still a shitload of shadows that got out of there last night and are still hiding under rocks and stuff waiting for sunset. Darkness always comes. We're not out of the woods yet, not by a long way. I made sure I was overheard saying that, too. I will teach you to fear the darkness. Who said that? Lady's first husband, maybe, back before my time. Certainly somebody who learned a lesson of his own way back in one of the old annals. I added, we're going to face it every night for a long time to come.
We're really going up there?
Bucket asked, pointing when nobody but Tyday could hear him. He didn't consider the question a major secret, though, or he would have asked in a language unfamiliar to Tyday.